9. Plans to kill. Omega quietly watched the visual display screen. Garth and Miranda were sitting in Garth's cabin. Miranda was speaking. Omega listened. "We will need Varon when we are on Xeron," Miranda was saying to Garth. "But when we have the crystals, we will not need him anymore. You can kill him then." "How many crystals do we want?" asked Garth. 2, of course," replied Miranda greedily. "One for you and one for me. You can kill Varon after he's opened the second compartment. We will then order Omega to teleport us back to the ship. We can sell the crystals back on Earth and share the money," went on Miranda. "And we can sell the computer and share that money too. We'll be richer than anyone else in the universe." "And we will be the most powerful," said Garth. "We will have the money, and we will have this spaceship, and Omega will be under our control. We can go anywhere and do anything." "Yes, we can do anything," agreed Miranda. "I'm tired now," said Garth. "I think I will sleep. Give Omega an order to wake me up when we are ready to leave for Xeron."
Miranda pressed the switch of the visual display screen on the wall of the cabin. Omega appeared on the screen immediately.
"Omega, how long before we can leave for Xeron?" asked Miranda.
4.5 hours, answered Omega.
"Good," said Garth. "I want to sleep now. Wake me up when we are ready to leave."
"It will be done," said Omega quietly. Miranda switched off the visual display screen.
"I'm going to sleep now," Garth said to Miranda.
"Do you think we can trust Omega?" Miranda asked doubtfully. "He worries me. We can see him on the display screens. He's programmed to obey us. But I feel something is wrong. Is he watching us? Can he hear what we're saying?"
"Of course not," said Garth. "I was not happy when Varon changed that switch inside Omega. But it didn't change Omega. He is standing there recharging the power banks and waiting to obey our orders. We do not need to be afraid of a robot. Omega cannot harm a human being. He has told us that many times."
"I hope you're right," said Miranda. "I'll go to my cabin now."
Miranda left Garth's cabin, and the door closed behind her. Garth lay down on the bunk, but he didn't sleep. Many thoughts were going through his head.
"What will happen if we have time to steal only one crystal?" he asked himself. He knew the answer immediately. "I will kill Varon. But then I will have to share the one crystal with Miranda. Why should I? When we stole the computer on Earth, I needed her help. But now I do not need her. When I have one crystal in my hand, I will kill Varon and I will kill Miranda. Then I will have a Xeron crystal for myself."
Garth worked out the plan in his mind. He would kill Varon and Miranda. Then he would be the richest and the most powerful man in the universe. Miranda was lying on the bunk in her cabin, but she was not sleeping. She was waiting. After 30 minutes, she got up. She opened the cabin door and looked out into the long corridor. It was empty. Miranda walked quietly along the corridor to the door of the control room. She quickly touched the button, and the door opened immediately. She looked inside. Omega was at the control panel, where many lights were flashing brightly. There was nothing showing on the visual display screen.
"Perhaps I was worrying about nothing," Miranda thought to herself. "Omega was not watching what we were doing."
She didn't know that Omega had been watching her. He'd seen her coming along the corridor. When she touched the door control, he had shut off the screen immediately.
"Show me Garth on the screen," Miranda ordered.
Omega pressed a switch. The display screen lit up and showed Garth. He was lying on the bunk, fast asleep.
"Now show me Varon."
The picture changed. Miranda now saw Varon on his bunk. He also was sleeping.
"Can you show them both?"
Miranda asked Omega. Omega pressed 2 switches, one after the other. A picture of Varon appeared on one half of the screen. The other half showed Garth.
tell me if they wake up," ordered Miranda. "Keep them on the screen and watch them carefully."
Miranda didn't think that Omega would do anything without being given an order. She didn't know that Omega had been watching them all the time. Omega now had control of the whole ship. Miranda went to one side of the control room and touched a button. The door of the safety room slid open. Miranda went inside and closed the door. She had a plan of her own. The large blue capsules were on the tray which had come out of the wall. Miranda picked up a capsule and opened it carefully. It was full of white powder. She emptied the white powder into some water. Then she poured the liquid into an injection gun. Miranda put the gun carefully into a pocket in her overalls. She now had a weapon of her own. "Garth will not think of searching me," Miranda said to herself. "He doesn't know I have a different plan for the crystals." Miranda went back to the control room. Omega was silently charging the power banks. The visual display showed the sleeping bodies of Garth and Varon.
"When will the ship be ready to leave Vizieron?" she asked Omega eagerly.
"In 3.5 hours' time," was Omega's reply.
"Keep watching Garth," Miranda ordered. "But you can stop watching Varon. He's locked in his cabin. He can't get out until I open the door."
"It will be done," Omega answered.
He pressed the button on the control panel. The picture of Varon disappeared, and the picture of the sleeping body of Garth filled the screen.